From the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. The agent for LeBron James says the Miami Heat player will opt out of the last 2 years of his contract with the team and become a free agent next week. Opting out doesn't necessarily mean James will leave the Heat, but it does allow him to explore other opportunities. Several teams are expected to try to woo James, including Houston, Chicago, and Cleveland. Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh almost must inform the Heat by next Monday whether they too will opt out of their contracts. In other news this morning, along certain stretches of South Florida's coastline, dump trucks are bringing more sand to eroded beaches. But as WLRN intern Constanza Gallardo tells us, there are concerns about what exactly that means for the region's coral reefs.
From North Fort Lauderdale to southern parts of Pompano Beach, the project is near an offshore coral reef. Cry for Water is a nonprofit conservation group. It fears that the new sand will destroy the coral or expose them to diseases. Dan Clark is the group's director. He says the Army Corps of Engineers did a less than complete review of the project.
All we're asking for at this point is that they don't cut any corners and they do the thorough review process to minimize any impacts to the reefs and assure that taxpayer dollars are being spent properly.
Clark says there needs to be a minimal impact from these projects to let corals recover from other things, like high sea temperatures. The project starts this fall and will cost around $35 million. Nicole Sharp is the Natural Resources Administrator for Broward County. She says if there's damage, the county would build more than 6 acres of artificial reefs. Cry for Water is asking people to send letters to the Army Corps of Engineers so the project can be reevaluated. I'm Constanza Gallardo in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Here's Paul Leary.